I've been getting some pretty bad publicity lately, especially after the Milton Berle show. I got quite a bit of bad publicity by my actions on the stage out there, but...
I'll tell you one thing, Elvis Presley. We have 50,000 watts, and they're very strong here in the New Orleans area, and you'll never hear anything other than Elvis Presley is a very fine person here. And I can speak in behalf of Larry Monroe and Hal Murray and Jim Edwards on the night train and Mickey Scott and all the personnel here who have talked with you. We have been playing your records for a long time.
Well, thank you very much. I've been listening to your station for the past couple of days ever since I've been down here. And I can say that, and I certainly appreciate it a lot, because if there wasn't somebody on my side, I'd be lost, you know.
Well, I have a little note here. Ellery Wagner is the new president for the New Orleans fan club for Elvis Presley, I take it. Have you met, is it a young man, is it, Ellery? Oh, it's a girl. I see. Have you met Miss Wagner?
I don't believe I have. If I did, it was a long time ago, and I forgot it. Back when I was in New Orleans when I first started out in the business.
Oh, you were in New Orleans?
Yes, I was at Pontchartrain Beach. And that's back when I first started out. And I've been around quite a bit since then. I've met so many people till it's hard to remember.
Well, I heard the Democratic Party is trying to buy the Elvis Presley block of votes. That's what I hear.
Well, I'm afraid that the biggest part of them would be kind of too young to vote, you know.
Well, I want to ask you one other thing. I was reading one of the trade magazines. You made the statement, whether or not you made it or not, we'll find out, that I want to make it while I'm hot. In reference to I mentioned earlier, a disc jockey who said he would pay you $1 a minute for every minute he interviewed you on the air. And Elvis, please don't hold me to that, because I had to sell the station.
Well, that's one of the most untrue rumors that I've heard yet. I've never even, in fact, it's the first time I've even thought of anything like that when you mentioned it. But I think it's a good idea. So.
A lot of people that possibly don't like you, you know? And there are a number of people who don't like me, and probably Bob Hope right down the line, but what you do well, so I don't know why people, it's just a certain amount of integrity that should go with this, like these quotes here and there that you read about you, now that you say there's no truth to them.
Well, Mr. Stewart, I'll tell you like this, I was telling a reporter a little earlier today, there's people, regardless of who you are or what you do, there's going to be people that don't like you. There were people that didn't like Jesus Christ. They killed him, and Jesus Christ was a perfect man, you know. And there's going to be people that don't like you regardless of who you are and what you do, because if everybody thought the same way, they'd be driving the same car, they'd be marrying the same woman, and that wouldn't work out, you know.
That's right. There's a lot of philosophy there. Very, very much so. Well, how about your new release? I've got a million calls. I know that Mickey and Larry Monroe and Hal Murray and Jim Edwards have all received the same call. Why don't you play Hound Dog? And we can't find it.
And, well, it's probably because I hadn't made it yet. Hound Dog should be out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I'm not sure, but I've got it to record yet. But, I mean, after you record it, it don't take them just a week or two to get it out.
Elvis, do you think there's any chance that you might send us an exclusive on it?
I'll see if I get my manager to send you one of the first copies that comes out.
Oh, we'd appreciate that, and we'll play it to the old dog's tongues hanging. I mean, do you write most of the lyrics for your tunes?
No, I've never written a song. I've never written a song in my life. I wish I could. I wish I was like some of my rivals, Carl Perkins and Gene Vincent. Those guys, they're pretty good songwriters, but me, I did good to get out of high school, you know. And,
I've never
written a song.
Well, you don't need, you just keep singing. But tell me one thing else. How long do you plan to be in Biloxi? Are you going back to Biloxi now?
No, I'm not. I'm going to Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Yes.
Are you booked down there?
No, I'm on vacation. I'm off for about 3 weeks. It's the first vacation I've had since I've been in the business.
I see.
I've been in the business about 43 years now.
Let's see. Energy he uses, eating sugar, take half box candy.
What does that mean?
Oh, sugar, 8 half box. Oh, Elvis, did you eat up that box of candy I gave you? I got one piece.
Well, it was very good candy. I saw the price tag on the bottom of it, you know, 98 cents, but...
Don't worry, I stole it.
No, it was very good candy. I didn't know who it belonged to. It was just sitting in front of me, and I was eating it.
I see. Well, you're sitting in front of him. Well, I'd like to play an Elvis Presley tune here.
Who? Gene Vincent?
Gene Vincent. This boy is coming on. But,
I met Gene in New York. I met him last week. He was in the train station up there. I was going to New York, from New York to Memphis. And Gene Vincent was in a train station. And I didn't know who he was. One of the boys in my band knew him. And I walked over and introduced myself to him. And it's the first time I had ever seen him. Or he had seen me on shows, but he had never, I had never met him. And I told him, I said, Gene, I said, congratulations on your record. I said, you really got a hit. And right immediately, the first thing he said was, well, I wasn't trying to copy you, he said. He said, I wasn't trying to sound like you. Just right off of the bat, he said that, without even being asked.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, oh, I know that. I said, that's just your natural style. But the boy has got out a very good record. And I have people ask me all the time what I think about these people that sound a lot like me. I was the first one to come out with it, I reckon, as far as I can remember. But those people that are using the style, I don't blame them. I'd probably jump on the bandwagon too, you know.
Cool. Well, one last question. How long do you think that rock and roll will last now? Or do you think that it's...
Well, I wish I knew. That's a question that if I could answer, I'd be making plans for the future, but I don't know. I'll say this. It's very hot now, and I like it. I enjoy rock and roll. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. But as long as it lasts, as long as it sells, I'll continue doing it, as long as that's what the people want. And if they change, if it dies out, I'll try to do something else. And if that doesn't work, I'll just say, well, I had my day.